In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Last fall, Congressman Virgil Goode of Virginia introduced a House resolution expressing the sense of Congress that the United States should not engage in the construction of what is called a NAFTA superhighway, or enter into any type of North American union with Mexico and Canada. This resolution did not pass before Congress adjourned in December, but the new Congress surely ought to open an investigation to get all the details about such plans out on the table for public view. Congressman Goode's resolution pointed out that the economic and physical security of the United States is impaired by the potential loss of control of our borders, and that we are concerned about the plan to build a NAFTA superhighway from the west coast of Mexico through the United States and up into Canada, which would be a major highway of a North American Union. He pointed out that it would be difficult for Americans to collect insurance from Mexican companies that employ Mexican drivers if there were any accidents, and that foreign trucks in our country can pose a safety hazard due to inadequate maintenance and inspection of the trucks. He also pointed out that a NAFTA superhighway can facilitate the entry into the United States of illegal drugs, illegal human smuggling, and terrorist activities. Another aspect of these plans is that the NAFTA superhighway is expected to be controlled by foreign companies collecting the tolls, and that would threaten the sovereignty of the United States. Congressman Goode and the co-sponsors of his resolution concluded that, first, the United States should not engage in the construction of a NAFTA superhighway. Second, the United States should not enter into a North American Union with Mexico and Canada. And third, the President and Congress should indicate strong opposition to these proposals that really threaten the sovereignty of the United States.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Despite all the public debate over NAFTA, like most Americans, you still probably don't have all the facts. If you'd like more information on the secrets and hidden agenda behind NAFTA, just write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Mention the word NAFTA. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who repeatedly breaks all rules of grammar, Derry Brownfield.
Hey, hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. The other day, I received a call from a listener that said their tax preparer had told them that Bush's economic stimulus package was only an early rebate on their 2008 tax refund. In other words, if you had a refund coming in, which you wouldn't normally get until 2009, and you get this $600 or this $1,200 or whatever it is, it's just going to come off of next year's tax rebate if you get a rebate. And I see I've always been opposed, and I know people do this all the time. They say, hey, you know, I actually pay more in, so I get something back at the end of the year. Well, to me, that's ignorance gone to seed. I don't want to give the government one penny that I don't owe it. And so, hey, we go to our tax accountant at least three times every year, starting along in the middle of the summer, and just make sure that we know what we're doing when it comes time to file the following March. And farmers have to file in March, all right? But anyway, here's I call my tax guy, and he said, no, that's not right. Well, this person called back and said, hey, we think it is right. And I've done a little bit of more research on this. Now, here's what I've found. Congress wraps up the debate, the details. $300 for retirees, $600 for most individuals, and $1,200 for most couples. But, according to this author, it is not really free money. Again, I don't know. But there's two sides to this thing, and this looks like something the government would do, all right? It's called the $168 billion economic stimulus package. Now, that we know is right because we've discussed it over and over again, and the government is going to start sending checks starting in May. Most households will get these checks, although individuals with adjusted gross incomes of more than $75,000 and couples making more than $150,000 will see less or nothing at all. Now, I don't know how they figure gross income. Gross, I guess if you're on a salary, the gross income would be what you actually get before taxes. But a business person or a farmer, gross is the money that comes in. And my gosh, you could have millions of dollars coming in and be losing money. So I don't know how they're using the word gross here. But anyhow, also families will get $300 per child. So, you know, if you've got 15 or 20 kids, that'll add up a little bit. If you don't have any, then you're not going to get that $300. Those who paid no income taxes will still get $300 as long as they earned at least $3,000. Now, that to me is a little confusing, but they say this includes veterans, disability, or Social Security benefits. Anyhow, all of this money, $168 billion, is going to be divided up by about 130 million taxpayers. Now, there's 300 million people supposedly in the United States. I think I saw that figure just the other day. 300 million is a gob and a bunch, but over a third of them are going to get some sort of a rebate here, all right? Now, to produce this cash, Congress created a one-time tax credit to reduce taxable income for most taxpayers this year. Normally, you wouldn't see that cash until the spring of 2009, when you filed your 2008 return. But Congress wants to speed that money up to you, so checks will start going out in May. But as this article says, and this comes from MoneyCentralMSN.com, tax advice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they act like they know what they're talking about here. Like I said, I cannot prove this. This is the best I've come up with. But the only people for whom this really is free money are low-income folks, those who earn at least a minimum $3,000 required to trigger the checks, or who receive at least $3,000 in Social Security or veterans benefits. So an elderly couple or an elderly person that gets $3,000 in income tax, in Social Security benefits, I guess, and they didn't make any other money, if they were living strictly on Social Security, apparently they'd get to keep this check and it wouldn't be involved in any payback of any kind. Anyway, who won't end up in on taxes in 2008 would be these people, and for those people, it would be free money, if there is such a thing as free money. Anyway, the article goes on and says, spending money is not your patriotic duty. Yes, Congress and President Bush hope you'll blow this money as quickly as possible to give the economy a shot in the arm. Doing what's right and responsible for your own finances will leave you better off and will probably be better for the economy in the long run. And they break this thing down. There have been two recent polls, one the Zogby poll and the other is a Harris Interactive poll. And according to these polls, 47% of those polled by Harris and 42% polled by Zogby International said they planned to use the checks to pay down debt. In both polls, 21% said they planned to spend the check. The rest said they'd save or give some other answer, or they gave some other answer. Middle and lower income households were more likely to say that they were going to pay off the debt. The debt payers included 52% of those households' incomes of less than $35,000, 57% of those incomes, $35,000 to $50,000, 50% of those with incomes, $50,000 to $75,000, and 44% of those with incomes of more than $75,000. In other words, a high percentage of this money by these people are going to be to pay off debt. But let's realize most people that have debts, they're talking about big, big debts. And the most they can get out of this is like $1,200. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in
making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
And I have returned and have an opportunity to do something that I always enjoy doing, and that is telling hi to a new group of listeners, because Jeff just got off of the telephone with Mike Harrison. He is the owner-operator of KASR-FM 92.7 in Conway, Arkansas, which also bleeds over and covers a large proportion of Little Rock area. And, hey, Mike, it is a pleasure to be part of your broadcast day, KASR.
That's right. We already did it. You missed it.
What did you do?
We cheered and we clapped.
You cheered?
Yes, we did.
I didn't hear you cheer.
Yes, we cheered.
Well, cheer again. Hey, okay. Anyway, it's good to have you with us, Mike. Now, let's go back to this rebate thing. Because this is part of Bush's economic stimulus, and the whole point of these checks that are going to start coming in May is to keep the United States from going into a recession, which I say almost daily, we are in a recession. They just don't want to admit it, but that's my opinion, and I'm not the Federal Reserve Board, and I'm not the administration's financial advisor, so really, what little do I know? But anyhow, buying more stuff made in China won't accomplish what the government wants us to do. In fact, it's going to make our already trade deficit even worse. People with this $300, $600, $1,200, whatever it happens to be, if they are going to spend it, as Bush says they should, to stimulate the economy, where are they going to spend it? Are they going to go to Walmart? If they do, it's going to go right back to China. So this article is saying this: don't buy a plasma TV. If you're going to buy something, buy an Oreck vacuum, a Speed Queen washer, or a Speed Queen dryer, or a Whirlpool dishwasher, or an Amana refrigerator. Now, I think that I heard just the other day that Amana is moving to Mexico. At least Amana has always been in Iowa, and I'm just pretty sure that I remember someone telling me that a man has now moved or is in the process of moving to Mexico. Anyhow, or to spend that money and help the economy, plan a nice little getaway somewhere local so you'll be spending on food, services, and lodging that will keep the money in the United States rather than on foreign oil. Anyhow, be it as it is, I don't know. My tax attorney, or he's not an attorney, but my tax guy tells me that this isn't right. He says it's not going to come out of your next year's rebate, but according to the information we have, this $168 billion plan is going to, much of it, come out of next year's tax return, or, you know, your tax refund. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
And we have returned. Here's a little update on the National Animal Identification System. Livestock tracking delay may put the United States herd at risk. Did you know the United States owned a herd of cattle? Apparently so. That's what Bruce Knight would like for us to think. You and I think that, hey, they're owned by farmers and ranchers, and USDA doesn't really have a whole lot of business telling us what to do with them. But Bruce Knight's concerned. He said he got his budget cut down to $24 million this year, and last year they spent $120 million trying to get farmers to sign up on put their property in jeopardy, is the way I see it, as far as the NAIS thing is concerned. Anyway, the Bush administration's proposed $24 million for the program to restore funding to a sufficient level. Now, let's realize, I don't know how much different states have gotten, and I haven't talked about NAIS for quite a few weeks and have sort of forgotten, but I know Missouri got over $1 million last year out of this thing. And it's all about premise registration. We're trying to get the people that own land to register their premises. A premise, ladies and gentlemen, if you look it up, is not, go to your dictionaries, you'll see that a premise has to do with a movement of the land, not a matter of what kind of land it is. We've been told along, you know, our land is our land. It's property. It's land. It's a farm. It's a ranch. But it's not a premise. It is not a premise. And everything that has to do with this, they keep calling it a premise, which actually means that you are going to lease the land or whatever it happens to be. So they've met a lot of resistance on this thing. And once the word got out to what's really going on here, hey, Bruce Knight and his buddies have found out that this is not the slam dunk that they thought it was going to be. In fact, that's not our term particularly. That was their term. Hey, this is going to be a slam dunk. Everybody's going to register their premises. Well, people are realizing that, hey, we're not going to register our premises. And by the way, they're coming back in the back door underhanded, doing all sorts of things to try to get farmers to re-up on this thing. And the state of Colorado, and I've kind of forgotten, I believe they actually passed a law in Colorado now that says they cannot. And this is a good thing. And, you know, it all just shows you what just one or two people can do. But in the state of Colorado, they were going to make the 4-H and FFA youth that were going to sell livestock at the show of champions or the sale of champions, they had to have a premise registration before they were allowed to go into the auction ring. Well, most of them knuckled under like good little sheeple do. But there was two ladies that said, no way, we're just going to load up our stock and go home. We're not about to do this. And that created enough hullabaloo in Colorado that now Congress has actually come in on the act. And to the best of my knowledge, and maybe one of you Colorado, I'll be visiting with some of those folks next week from Colorado that was behind all this. But I think they've now passed legislation saying, hey, no, we're not going to allow you to treat our people this way, and we're not going to get involved in this premise registration. But anyhow, so much for that. Anyway, the program, this National Animal Identification Program, amounted to $120 million federal dollars last year, just last year, in 1 year. Now, they've been at this for 2 or 3 years. And they've cut that down to $24 million, but here's where they're coming from now. They're saying if you register your livestock, if you have registered cattle, registered Angus, registered sheep. I saw an email came to me just the other day, one of the dairy goat associations. They're making them now, you have to have a premise number if you're going to register. If you're going to go to your veterinarian and have any, get involved in any of the animal health programs, like we OVC our calves, our heifer calves. OVC what is OVC? It's anyway, it's when we vaccinate heifer calves for brucellosis is what it amounts to. And, if you have a vet do that and you can't do it yourself, you have to have a vet do it. There you are. You're going to have a premise number. So I'd say there's going to be a lot of cattle that are not going to get vaccinated for brucellosis over this thing. But they're coming at us from every direction, and it's all because the nation's herd is at risk, according to Bruce Knight, who probably never owned a beef animal in his life. And they're really after the beef cattle industry. That's what it is. Now, the horses, they're after the horse people also, but it's the beef industry that's really going to suffer here because, as I've said time and time again, and I haven't been on KASR before, so I'm bringing some of our listeners there up to date, but back in the 1950s and 60s, the poultry industry was captured by the multinational corporations. The little farm flocks were leaving the farm. They're going into Tyson, Cargill, Purdue, those sorts of programs. Then in the 80s and 90s, the pork industry was taken over by the multinational corporations. They still don't have the cattle. Once they get these cattle all tagged with RFID numbers and these premises registered, hey, the cattle people are going to be, they'll still wear big belt buckles and big hats, but they'll be just like the chicken farmers. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports Tuesday gold prices dipped nearly 2% on a weak dollar and lower oil prices. Gold closed in New York down $16.50 to $905.90. Silver fell 32 cents to $17.15. Platinum hit another record high of $1,940 an ounce on supply concerns from South Africa. But whenever you see a price dip, all the buyers will jump back in. It's quite a good investment alternative, said Kwan of Philip Futures. More at SwissAmerica.com. Gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we're going to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
The Derry Brownfield Show has compiled a series of meetings onto video DVDs and audio CDs for $20 each. Set 1, a 3-hour DVD, captures the entire anti-NAIS meeting from Chillicothe, Missouri, and includes a bonus slideshow DVD for $20. Set 2 is a 90-minute DVD of Derry's own Freedom is Common Sense meeting from California, Missouri. It includes the entire meeting and a bonus slideshow DVD, $20. Set 3 is a set of 4 audio compact discs that contain only audio presentations of the Chillicothe and California, Missouri meetings, $20. Each set is $20 a piece, or $50 for all 3 sets. To order, send check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Make checks payable to Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who likes to staple papers in the middle of a page, Derry Brownfield.
Man, I only do that on certain occasions. What's wrong with staples?
When you think you're done with them, right?
Well, no, not really. It tells me something.
What does it tell you?
Well, it tells me that there is more than one copy of the same topic in there. You see, if you put them all up in the top, you don't know if in the upper left hand corner, you don't know whether they're whether this is just one thing or whether it's several different issues of the same topic. So when I just whack it there in the middle of the page somewhere, I know right off the bat, then I can go through the top and there, okay, I've got 3 different viewpoints on this particular subject.
You're so organized. It's amazing.
It is. It is. You guys.
What other weird stapling habits do you have that really are an outer sign of genius?
You know, there are so many little things that you can do that just make life simple.
Tricks with a paperclip? Do you have any suggestions for tricks with a paperclip?
I don't like paperclips.
No?
I use these things, these
big black clamps.
Clamps, yeah, yeah. Those clamps are nice. But paperclips, they just come off. So I never use paperclips.
Unreliable.
Rubber bands.
You are a rubber band man.
I use rubber bands on everything, yes. Yes, especially my wallet. I've got a bunch of rubber bands around my wallet. And that way,
your egg cartons?
My egg cartons, they always get a rubber band around them.
That's right.
Because if an egg carton turns over in the pickup, see, I bring eggs to town and feed the people here.
That's right, you do.
And if an egg carton turns over, you don't want them to spill out of the carton. You know, even if they would hit the floor, you don't want them to... You want them to stay in that carton. So anyway, yesterday, before we decided to get Tom Hoy on the air, and when we called Tom, I told him, I said, I don't know how long we'll do this, but if you've got the hour, we'll see how the hour goes. Well, he was on for a full hour. I had a whole gob and a bunch of stuff here ready to go yesterday. And I'm going to kind of go back and give a little rehash. I used a little bit of it yesterday, but not much. But it all started with what Chuck Baldwin says, and he watches the same stuff on television that I do. And if you watch, and we do have, let me say this right off the bat, we do have some excellent Christian evangelists on television. But for every one good one, I think we've got a half a dozen that aren't even scriptural. I mean, I sat there and think, well, that's not right. That's not right. They're saying things that aren't right. You know, if you go back and they don't give scripture on it, or if they do, they misrepresent it. And here's what Chuck is saying. And he's talking about the religious right here. And I've watched this. Almost every one of those evangelists that have been to the White House won't say one thing bad about anything that's going on with the federal government. They just won't do it. And he says, today's churches are... they ought to call these prophets in and say, what do you think about this? And then pay a little bit of attention to them. But they don't. They bring them in, they wine them, they dine them. Oh, I got to meet the president. Well, so did Monica Lewinsky. So what, you know? Today's churches are completely enamored with power. No, not the power of God. They are completely infatuated with the power of men. Rich men, popular men, influential men, celebrities, politicians, millionaires, and sports stars. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before judgment seats? That's James, James 2:6. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seat? See, when I look at these politicians, I look at them totally different. I look at them as, you know, they work for me. I don't want them doing things that I don't approve of. And if I met them face to face, I'd have to tell them exactly that, and I'd be very unpopular. In fact, today you might even be considered a terrorist. But nevertheless, you have to speak your piece. Okay. Historically, and I'm going back now to Chuck Baldwin, historically, it has always been the super wealthy, super powerful elements of society that have brought tyranny and persecution to God's people. It is the political and business elite who have trampled people's freedoms and liberties, enslaved their children, and ravaged their lands and properties. Nothing has changed. The super elite in the United States and Europe are continuing to do what they have always done. Both the Republican and Democrat parties are controlled by those who desire to create a globalist society in which they will control the world's materials and peoples. Both George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush have contributed to the tyrannical goals and ambitions of the super elite. So has Bill Clinton. If John McCain, Mike Huckabee, Hillary Clinton, or Barack Obama is elected, they will follow in the globalist footsteps of their predecessors. The Christian professionals of our the Christian professions, in other words, these political leaders are professing to be Christians, mean nothing, absolutely nothing. Putting an R behind his or her name also means nothing. Neither does calling oneself a conservative mean anything. Our political leaders are mostly walking in lockstep with the evil designs of the super wealthy, ditto for the executives of who control our major media. And the Christians and ministers seem to be absolutely clueless, and no one within the religious right seems to get it. Say you are pro-life and pro-family, hey, you're in. Forget the Constitution, forget national sovereignty and independence, forget the principles of sound money, forget the Bill of Rights, forget just war, forget non-interventionism, forget protecting American jobs and manufacturing, forget putting America first. It's all about getting along with the establishment, having a seat at the table, and enjoying the perks of power. But Christians are supposed to be different. We're supposed to think differently. We are clearly commanded to be not conformed to this world. Now, that was one of Chuck Baldwin's comments. Here is what the Anglican Church is doing. The chief of the worldwide Anglican Communion advocates the establishment of Islamic law in Britain. Okay. The World at One today, Archbishop Canterbury Rowan Williams confirmed adoption of the Sharia. He says it seems unavoidable. Now, the Sharia is the Islamic, I don't want to say Bible, I'm not that well familiar law. With it, but it's the law, yeah. Now, this is another article that just popped up here all at once. And see, when I put all this together, Jeff, I stapled it right in the middle. So I know I had all this, it all fit together. You see what I'm saying?
I'm learning. I'm taking notes.
Hey, I've been learning for so long, you'd think I'd be getting wise. But then I talked to my wife or my banker, and they convinced me that I'm not. Anyhow, Upton Sinclair. Sinclair, S-I-N-C-L-A-R, Upton Sinclair, wrote a book back in 1927. It was a novel. And he wrote several. One of them was entitled Oil. The other was entitled The Jungle. And he was one of the great writers of the early 20th century. The Jungle exposed the abusive and sickening meatpacking monopoly of the day. Oil was having to do with how our country was being taken over by the oil companies, all right? We are today in a society driven by big oil, big meatpacking, big retail, big banking, and so forth. Now, Mike Colicrate, by the way, wrote this, and I'll give Mike credit. It's been nearly 100 years since Sinclair exposed the meatpacking jungle, the oil cartel, and the greed and ruthlessness in unregulated big business. And it has been nearly 100 years since our government broke up the monopolistic business trust. We are fully back to the days when profit and power were valued at all costs over people. How far will today's big business go to increase its own wealth, and how far will an independent businessman be pushed in order to compete in a no-holds-barred arena with such dominating and perverse power? I can say from my perspective in the cattle and meat business that we are certainly back to the jungle in the meat processing industry. As we fill up our cars and pay our winter heating bills, surely we can help notice the parallels to the old monopoly of Standard Oil. Today, an unhealthy obsession with money and power has bloodied farmers, ranchers, and working people. A ruthless big business government partnership will not rest until it finishes wrecking our country, so says Mike Calicrate. Good friend of mine, by the way. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Now, yesterday, I worked a little bit of this article into the program. But today, we have a lot of new listeners at KASR-FM, Conway, Arkansas. And I want to share it with them, and if you happen to miss yesterday. But here was the deal. The Charlie Reese wrote this article, and we got many, I don't know how many, but Beth said she's made copies of it because we got several phone calls. People wanted copies of this, and she can send it to you on email, or if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023, you can get a copy. But I want to, let me see, I have time to get most of this done, I think, before the next break. Politicians, and by the way, Charlie Reese wrote this, politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. Have you ever wondered why, if both the Democrats and the Republicans are against deficits, we have deficits? Have you ever wondered why, if all the politicians are against inflation and high taxes, we have inflation and high taxes? You and I don't propose a federal budget. The president does. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote on appropriations. The House of Representatives does. You and I don't write the tax code. Congress does. You and I don't set fiscal policy. Congress does. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve Bank does. 100 senators and 435 congressmen, one president, and nine Supreme Court justices. That's 545 human beings out of 300 million are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. Reese says, I excluded the members of the Federal Reserve Board because that problem was created by Congress anyway. I excluded all the special interests and lobbyists for the sound reason. They have no legal authority. They have no ability to coerce a senator, a congressman, or a president to do one cotton-picking thing. I don't care if they offer a politician $1 million in cash. The politician has the power to either accept it or reject it. No matter what the lobbyist promised, it's the legislator's responsibility to determine how he votes. Those 545 human beings spend much of their energy convincing you that what they did is not their fault. They cooperate in this common con regardless of party. It seems inconceivable to me that a nation of 300 million people cannot replace 545 people who stand convicted by present facts of incompetence and irresponsibility. I can't think of a single domestic problem, from an unfair tax code to defense overruns, that's not traceable directly to those 545 people. When you fully grasp the plain truth that 545 people exercise power of the federal government, then it must follow that what exists is what they want to exist. If the tax code is unfair, it becomes they want it unfair. If the budget is in the red, it's because they want it in the red. If the Marines are in Iraq, it's because they want them in Iraq. Now, we're going to take a break. I didn't quite get through this. We'll finish when we return. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. I don't think I've given it out today, and our people in KASR country need to know that. Write it down, 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advanced planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room, and for you, that means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred heifer and cow and bull sale this coming Saturday, that's February the 16th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Market. Now, Bob Sherrill has consigned a ripping set of two-year-old Fancy Angus heifers. There are 62 head of these heifers. They weigh from 11 to 1,200 pounds, and they're bred to registered Angus bulls, and they'll start calving March the 10th, and they'll all be calved out in a 100-day period. Other early consignments include a 30-head string of black and black baldy five-year-olds with 300 to 400-pound calves by their sides, 30-head of older cows. They'll be short and solid to a few broken mouths, but they'll all have nice babies, and they're by their side at the present time. Here's a 50-head string of black and black baldies bred to Angus bulls to start calving in February, and a 20-head offering of black 5- and 6-year-olds that are calving now. And Rosendale Farms will be in with a set of 4- and 5- and 6-year-olds that'll be calving in a couple of weeks. That's for the special bred heifer and cow sale coming up this Saturday at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. And we have returned. Now, I was going through this article with you that was written by Charlie Reese. He said, when you fully grasp the plain truth that only 545 people exercise power of the federal government, then it must follow that what exists is what they want to exist. If the tax code is unfair, it's because they want it unfair. If the budget is in the red, it's because they want it in the red. If the Marines are in Iraq, it's because they want them in Iraq. There is no insoluble government problems. Do not let these 545 people shift the blame on bureaucrats whom they hire and whose jobs they can abolish. To lobbyists, whose gifts and advice they can reject. To regulators, to whom they give the power to regulate and from whom they can take this power. In other words, if they give them the power, they can take it away. Above all, do not let them con you into the belief that there exist disembodied mystical forces like the economy, inflation, or politics that prevent them from doing what they are there to take, what they have taken an oath to do. These 545 people, and they alone are responsible. They and they alone have the power. They and they alone should be held accountable by the people who are their bosses, provided the voters have the gumption to manage their own employees. We should bloat all of them out of office and clean up the mess that they have made. And so it goes. Now, I had all that stuck together with one paper clip, with one staple right in the middle, Jeff, and I took it out. And that's why one of the reasons I carry a pocket knife, so I can pull out staples when I need them out.
See, I carry a hole punch and paper clips. I just punch a hole right in the middle and then stick a paper clip, and it holds the whole stack together.
It doesn't either. Now, the other day, this is kind of funny. I'm around all these young people here, being older myself, and having grown up in the 1930s and 40s, I know stuff that the majority of the people in this building don't have any clue about. And the other day, one of the girls came in here carrying a box that had, it had on there, what does Colonel Sanders call his chickens? They don't call it Colonel Sanders anymore. It's
KFC.
KFC on the box. And I said, oh, you've been to Colonel Sanders. Who's Colonel Sanders? I said, really? You don't know who Colonel Sanders is? No. I said, well, where did you get that chicken? At KFC. I said, well, what does KFC stand for? Kentucky Fried Chicken. She knew that. But she didn't know that there ever was. I said, don't you know the little man with the goatee that's on the box there? That's Colonel Sanders. You mean there really was a Colonel Sanders? Now, the people in Kentucky know that there really was a Colonel Sanders. And State Representative Charles Seiler is sponsoring legislation to honor the late Colonel Harland Sanders, the Kentuckian who founded the fried chicken chain that now has 11,000 restaurants in more than 80 countries. The bill singles out KFC's finger-licking good original recipe, with Sanders first served in Corbin, Kentucky in 1940. The Colonel's fried chicken deserves the title because of the world attention and the economic benefit it has brought to the state. It has economic considerations both for those of Kentucky and for those of the city of Corbin. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, though, contends that KFC chickens are abused. They are even tortured. If the state legislature moves towards this one, they should change Kentucky's state bird from the cardinal to the de-beaked, crippled, scalded, diseased, dead chicken, so says PETA. PETA's been involved in the long-standing battle with KFC and even wanted the bust of Colonel Sanders removed from the state capitol.
He's everywhere.
Chicken man, okay. Now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails.